it's concerning, but at the same time, I think being ignorant of everything is where it's the most dangerous, because, you know, it's always that way. It was designed that way, and a lot of people don't realize that it is that way. But knowing that it's there, you know, I'm not too terribly concerned about it. I don't feel too oppressed at this moment, but if that ever does change, then, you know, all that history is there for, you know, 40, 50 years, 60 years at this point.
Yep, and we really don't have our finger on the true amount of technology that they've been holding back. You know, I was just taking a guess, 150 years. It could be much, much more than that. I mean, I believe that this world has been redone many times. And if we dig down, and that's why they cover a lot of the stuff that, a lot of the information, they cover a lot of the information because they don't want us to know the truth. They just don't. True history is covered. That's what I mean.
Yeah, I completely agree. And it's not so much what the government is doing, but it's the corporations, what they're doing, because you have all these agreements with your, all of the health records, with everything that you do, or with these businesses that are all controlled by the same main corporations that store all this information. So you don't have to get subpoenaed for something to obtain the information. All they have to do is go to the corporation and get it directly on the cloud or wherever it is. And the way they have the Patriot Act, well, in Florida, there's no place to escape anything electronic, because if you're within 100 miles of the water, then any of your property or electronics can be seized without a warrant. So they write everything the way that they do so that they can access it whenever they want to, however they want to. But they definitely don't need to get a warrant to get any of your information, because they can go directly to the corporations and get it.